We decided to present to you today... We decided to present to you today...
of the highest quality.
We decided to present to you today...
as an El Dorado for friends of the art of the 20th century.
We have prepared a lettering template so you all can write letters to the archives.
The archive of the avant-garde. We created an archive of our own facing the Boots line, which later is the most important. And kind of how do we organize the rubble? But at the end, we arrived to a point where the questioning itself and thinking about which layer is the most important and how do we organize the rubble is the goal itself.
Yes. They didn't come across to me, maybe I missed it, but they all seem to have a kind of detachment. You seem to have a sort of detachment towards them. So I think they're the voices that seem.
What gets remembered, what gets repeated, what gets renewed, and how we enact and archives to figure in all this. We talked about some pretty touchy subjects. And we're going to mention some of them.
Are all ready to talk about this, about group members?
The object is a waste product of thinking. Actually, we found one column and a piece of bread from 1974, and a book with melted chocolate inside.
It would be complete, this, that. Are all ready to talk about this, about group members?
I have to write it down.
Whenever I was stuck with a problem, I asked myself,
she makes a joke about being old, saying, well, I feel like an archive sometimes. Which layer is the most important? Well, and that the power of the arts is indeed the most immediate and fastest way to social reform. Of names for institutions that are equally self-contradictory might include the Temple of Profanity, the Carnival of Sadness, the Cemetery of Life. And the last proposal is for an eternal open flame in the archive. The archivist says it's key.
So we found it actually really interesting that to get to Bertov, we actually went back to the 16th century to think about the future.
Which of the wishes of the Black House's new king will be honored after his passing? The greatest opportunity of making something public is also its greatest danger, that you don't really get to choose who the public is. Vito the clever, Hans the critical, Joseph the shaman, Marcel the resourceful. Without masters, we would have to rely on something else to guide us in the city's master. It would seem that if we had no masters, we also wouldn't need a place to store them.
Nothing but the unmoving presence of the absent sounding the cataracts.